The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is looking at potentially repealing and replacing the current open-air burning bylaw. The CBRM says the current bylaw, which was passed in 1999, has remained largely unchanged, and they are now proposing a new one that would align with and is consistent across all CBRM communities. The proposed bylaw would also look to reflect current fire safety practices, provincial regulations, operational realities, and community expectations. The CBRM says it will also create clear setback requirements, maximum fire size limitations, requirements for spark arresting screens and approved burning appliances, define permitted fuel, enhance supervision and extinguishing requirements, and give municipal officers authority to have unsafe fires put out. During discussion at June's regular council meeting, councillors raised concerns with how the new bylaw would be enforced. Fire prevention officer Steve McKenzie explained the enforcement measures available.
So the enforcement would be done by anyone sworn in under the bylaw or anybody that is able to enforce the provincial burning bans. Police could be sworn in under the bylaw, but typically in the past it's been fire services that have been sworn in under B400 previously. The police can, you know, enforce the provincial burning regulations if someone was burning outside of the provincial burn map. Say burning in a red zone, the police can also come and enforce that. But it would be specific to be this proposed bylaw, it would be anybody sworn in under the bylaw.
During discussion, District 11 Councillor Darren O'Quinn, who represents communities like New Waterford, Scotchtown, River Ryan, Lingan, and New Victoria, spoke in favor of the new bylaw.
I think that the implementation of this new bylaw would be great for everyone in CBRM, especially in my district where I have one side of the road where the fires are allowed, one side they're not. This would end all that stuff, and I really think it would be a cost-saving measure, too, when people know they're allowed to have fires. Like some neighbors, they're a little jealous of a neighbor having a fire, and they make a call, a nuisance call, and then the fire department have to show up. So hopefully it would put an end to some of these calls as well, too. So I think this is great news for everyone.
Council voted in favor of the first reading of the proposed bylaw, which will now move ahead for second reading. However, Deputy Mayor and District 6 Councillor Glenn Perouche was the sole vote against the motion. Perouche represents parts of the Sydney neighborhoods of Ashby, the South End, and the downtown neighborhood, as well as a part of the community of Grand Lake Road. During a break, he explained why he chose to vote against changing the open-air burning bylaw.
I like to burn myself personally, but in my district, in the South End of Sydney and in Ashby, it's 60 by 100 is the lot size. So even with some of the stipulations that they have, I don't know how it's going to work in the city. I've been a councillor now for 6 years. Every summer I get calls from people complaining about their Venmars or their air exchanges where somebody's burning something, and it was mentioned here today to burn wood. Now, we all know that if people are having fires, regardless if they're allowed to have them or not, you're going to burn just about anything that isn't tied down at some point, depending on what people are lighting the fires. So for my district, a blanket policy, I don't think it works. Sure, there'll be lots of people that will be upset with that, but at the end of the day, I just, that one status quo I feel is okay, because when it comes to enforcement and they say education, well, that only takes you so far, right? It's like I locks keep honest people out. Education is only going to work for those that want to listen. So it was easier for me to say no on the safe side than to open up Pandora's box and have fires everywhere in the district.
After the meeting, Mayor Cecil Clark shared his feelings on where the discussion was left.
Where the burn bylaw is exactly where people wanted to be, was to have a fair system in place, but to have some jurisdictional oversight. And it will evolve between the fire services and the local fire authorities in terms of oversight as well. Part of the direction was that our fire officials, when they talked about enforcement, if they need to have support from the regional police service, if there's some challenges, we're not talking about people. It's always about people abusing something, not about people trying to work within. And the burning bylaw puts very clear criteria in place about how far from a structure be, what height of fire can be, what types of fires you can have. And that aspect is something that people, I think, will be very respectful of. We're in an environment now, just even people in cottage country, nobody goes to have a bonfire now without looking first up the burn ban map or the Nova Scotia burn map to see what time you can do it. Well, that's the same adherence. It's just they still have to abide by all the provincial legislation and regulations that are in place and any policies. So, but at the same time, the question of enforcement is always an important one. And they're looking at where is the teeth, and it's under the provincial side. So I think the vast majority of people are going to be responsible, and we have to put a new policy to a test. And as was indicated, people want to put it in place because this is going to be the height of bonfire season.
The province of Nova Scotia releases a daily update on fire restrictions at 2 p.m. during wildfire risk season from March 15th to October 15th. No domestic brush burning or campfires are allowed anywhere between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. during the season. For the local journal, for Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.